We've had the flip of the coin. Houston won it. They have deferred. They'll take the second half kickoff. Fairbairn will kick off for the Texans from our left to our right. So he'll be going kicking into the wind. Samaje Perine is deep back. And this will be caught with a return and a spin. And coming up past midfield, running on the near side, Nico Rimahio on the sideline. And a flag has been thrown. Takes it by the 30. And he'll fumble on the play as he took it on the near side. He got all the way to the Houston 26-yard line. And they're unraveling the bodies. And the Chiefs have recovered on an incredible return.
However, recovered by the Chiefs. First and 10.
Rimahio took it and flew, and he held on until he was grabbed high and the ball was yard free. But the Chiefs, with that great kick return, will have it at about, well, they've not marked the ball. They have yet
Houston
to spot the ball.
For throwing his helmet.
That was the flag.
The distance to the goal. First down.
Can you believe this? A 65-yard return. We saw the flag. We saw the fumble. And now they're going to mark off 15 more yards against the Houston Texans.
Well, so much for the fast start. That was one of my two keys to the game for the Houston Texans. You know, for them to be able to beat the Chiefs, they have to win on defense and on special teams. Not what they were looking for to start this game.
All right, so now the 65-yard return, the unsportsmanlike conduct, and it's at the 13 of the Texans. Mahomes in the gun. He hands off to Pacheco over the left side, and he is drilled and hit right there and brought down. Not a lot of room, hit by Settle. They lose a yard, and the ball is back to the 14 of the Texans, where it'll be second down and 11 for Kansas City.
It would be an absolutely huge win for the Texans if they can hold them to a field goal here. I mean, for the Chiefs to start at the 14-yard line, holding them to three would be a big, big victory for Houston's defense here.
Mahomes in the gun, 14 of the Texans, second down and 11 to go. He gets the snap and drops back short. Cocks his arm, short pass out of the backfield, bobbled and dropped by Pacheco with a big crack from Miles Bryant on the far side of the field at the 15 of the Texans. It's incomplete. It's third and 11 for Kansas City.
Two awesome plays to start this drive for the Texans defensively. Settle on first down with the tackle for loss. Then the huge hit there from Miles Bryant, who's filling in there at nickel. Gives him third and long, a heck of an opportunity here to stop the Chiefs.
Perine is the back. Ball at the 14 of the Texans. Kansas City, first series of the game. Third down, 11. Shotgun snap to Mahomes. Right tackle block. Arching spiral pass into the end zone. Incomplete. And looking for Hollywood Brown in the far back corner of the end zone on the far sideline. So it's fourth and 11. And as you said, if Houston could hold, it'd be a big win. And they're going to hold the Chiefs to a three-point try.
And, Kevin, that might be the first example of Patrick Mahomes maybe having some rust, because Hollywood Brown was open. He ran a wheel route, and Mahomes just overthrew him. That's one that Patrick usually puts right on him.
Here, with the wind at his back, is Harrison Butker of the Kansas City Chiefs with a 32-yard goal try. Ball put down. His right-footed kick is perfect. So they get a 65-yard kick return to start the game. And a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty called against the Houston Texans. And here's the subsequent kickoff by the Chiefs, landing at the 5, kicking into the end zone, and going to a knee is Pierce, and they'll leave it there. So it'll be a touchback to the 30 for the Texans, who begin it with quarterback C.J. Stroud, Ross Tucker, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. And the reason why it'll be at the 20, although everybody's lining up at the 30, is because the ball landed in the landing zone. And it was left with a bounce in the end zone for a touchback, so they begin at the 20.
That is another critical error here by the Houston Texans. I mean, they're now 0-for-2 on special teams.
So there's an offset eye, and Stroud is under center from his Texans 20. And it's a first and 10 against the Sampa. Hands off to Mixon, who goes over the guard, on the hash, and up to the 25-yard line of Houston on a gain of 5, setting up second down and 5 for the Texans.
Kevin, you mentioned it. You know, Chris Boyd is the one that had the penalty on the opening kickoff return. As he was coming off the field, he threw his helmet, and then he shoved, two-hand shoved, the special teams coordinator, Frank Ross. You almost never see that. I don't know why he did it or what his issue was, but certainly the coaches were not happy with that mental error.
Empty backfield, shotgun for Stroud, second and 5, his own 25, short pass, and a twirling catch by Mixon for a first down. Far sideline at the 31-yard line of the Texans. Short pass, a pickup of 6, and a first down for Houston, trailing early here, 3-0.
They have been good this year on their first drives of the game. They have 11 scores. That's as high as any team in the NFL. 6 touchdowns, 5 field goals. Their offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, does a good job.
It's first and 10. Under center is Stroud, his own 31. Sets up long pass down the middle. It's caught on the fly, 45. On the far side, Schultz to the 40. On the far sideline, down to the Kansas City, 36. And he's got a Houston first down. Outstanding throw by Stroud. A pickup of 34. Good run by Schultz, the tight end. And it's a first and 10 with the Texans at the Chiefs 35.
Love this opening script from Slowick, the Texans offensive coordinator. They run the bootleg, but Dalton Schultz, instead of running the corner route, he runs a corner post and had Brian Cook, the Chiefs safety, all twisted around. That's a huge explosive play for Houston.
Texans going into the win. Chiefs 35, down 3-0. First and 10, shotgun snap, handoff Mixon. He'll pick up 5 over the left tackle as he gets just inside the Kansas City 30-yard line. A gain of 6 now, they'll call it. Second down and 4 for the Texans. The first time they've had the ball today.
It's only 2 runs, so small sample size, but to get 5 and 6 yards on the first couple runs is a really good sign for the Houston Texans. They have struggled running the football in recent weeks.
Yeah, they're 15th overall this season. Here they line up at the Kansas City 30. The running back is Pierce. It's second and 5. Under center, Stroud. He gets the snap. He hands off to Pierce, who goes right over the center and carves about 2 just inside the Chiefs 28. So that'll make it 3rd down and 2. First time the Texans have had it. Chiefs got a 65-yard kickoff return, settled for 3, and the Texans now taking it the other way.
The reason why coaches love being in 3rd and 2, one of them is that even on the shallow crossing routes in front of the linebackers, in front of the second level of the defense, you should still be able to get a first down on those routes.
The ball is just outside the Kansas City 27 for the Texans. 3rd down and 2. Shotgun formation. Ogunbowale is the back. Shotgun snap. Blocked by the running back. Line drive throw. Falling down. 15-yard line. It's caught right there by Nico Collins. Caught it and hit the grass. He's down to the Kansas City 14 on 3rd and 2. A pickup of 13 yards. It's a first down for the Texans.
I am not sure what coverage the Chiefs were in right there, because it looked to me like Connor, I don't know if he was in zone or man, but he allowed Nico Collins to have a free release and run right at the safety, Cook. Stroud put it on him before he got to the safety. That was too easy.
Mixon back in, 5 in the Kansas City secondary, 1st and 10. Texans down 3-0 at the Chiefs 14. Under center, Stroud got the snap, hands to Mixon over the left tackle and got about a yard. Down to the Kansas City 13-yard line, 2nd down and 9. On a day with a wind chill of 6 degrees and going into the wind in this first quarter, Houston.
You know, we talked about it being a win for the Texans, being able to hold the Chiefs to a field goal after that big kick return. Kind of feels like for the Texans in a game like this, on the road against the back-to-back champs, they need touchdowns when they get down here. They cannot settle for field goals against Mahomes. I wonder if D'Amico Ryans will be more aggressive on 4th downs in this game.
Stroud on this drive is 3 of 3. Kansas City's 13, 2nd and 9. Shotgun snap, left tackle block. Line drive throw knocked away by McDuffie on the far sideline. He'll be matched up against Nico Collins, an elite wide receiver. And McDuffie is an all-pro. It's incomplete, and it's 3rd and 10 on the first possession for the Texans.
Stroud is very fortunate that that was not intercepted. If you're throwing an outbreaking route, you cannot throw it behind the receiver like he did right there. I don't know how McDuffie didn't catch that. He got both hands on it. Could have been a pick six the other way.
3rd down 9, shotgun from the Kansas City 14-yard line. Moving from left to right into the wind. Houston has it, 3rd and 9, shotgun snap, right tackle block, running out of the pocket is Stroud. He's on the numbers, he's on the sideline, he cocks his arm, runs to the near sideline and belts it out of bounds in a minimal gain of about 2. Down to the Kansas City 12. So it's 4th and 8, here comes Fairbairn, and the Texans will try to tie the game with a field goal here.
And C.J. Stroud is in a lot of pain as he limps off. That's another reason why when a quarterback's in that situation, just throw it away. I mean, only gained, what, a yard, maybe 2. When you're in that situation, you know you're not going to get close to the first down. Throw the ball away. The rules allow you to do that.
So here's Fairbairn, who's kicked a lot of 50-yarders. This is only a 30-yarder into the wind to tie the game. And the kick is away and good for Houston. We're tied at 3. Good-looking response to the Chiefs for the Houston Texans, who have tied this game at 3 with 8:41 to go in the first quarter. Let's step aside. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. They're looking at C.J. Stroud on the sideline right now. Rima Hio is back there with Pirine with the ensuing kickoff, and it's caught at the 10-yard line, and Pirine has it on the 20, on the numbers, the 30. On the far side of the field, he goes to about the 32, and then gang tackled over there. And no flag and no long return, so the Chiefs will begin it with a 1st and 10 near their 32-yard line. Texans, by the way, with that score, have now tied for the NFL lead with opening drive scores in the regular season. 6 touchdowns, 5 field goals, and they score in their first possession. So Mahomes is in the gun. Isaiah Pacheco at his side from his own 31 of the Chiefs. It's a shotgun snap, a handoff to Pacheco. He goes over the right tackle and outside the hash mark, and he's up to the Kansas City 37-yard line. Ross Tucker, a gain of 6, 2nd down 4 for the Chiefs.
We kind of forgot about Pacheco during the year because of that broken fibula. He missed a good chunk of time, but he has been stellar in the postseason. Over 75 scrimmage yards in his first 7 postseason games. We're talking like Emmitt Smith and Terrell Davis as the only other guys to do that.
2nd down 4, shotgun snap to Mahomes, his Chiefs 37, and to Pacheco in a gain of a yard. Fadakasi was in the middle, plugging it up. They get to the 38 of the Chiefs, and now it'll be 3rd down 3 for Kansas City.
Really nice start for this Texans defense, and in particular the defensive line. These are the downs they have to win. We all know how good Patrick Mahomes is on 3rd down. In particular, a lot of times, finding number 87, Travis Kelce, against zone coverage. Texans have to get pressure to heat up Mahomes.
Pirine the back, Mahomes in the gun. From the Kansas City 38, 3rd and 3 for the Chiefs. 5 in the secondary for the Texans. Mahomes is ready. Gets the snap. 4-man rush. Sets. Cuts his arm. And there's a penalty flag thrown. And it's against Kansas City. Clay Martin is our referee today.
False start. Offense number 74. 5-yard penalty. 3rd down.
That's the right tackle, Juwan Taylor. The left tackle today is Joe Tooney, the normal starter at the left guard. He'll be the 4th different starting left tackle for the Chiefs this season.
If you're not sure during the game, Kevin, if there's a penalty, who it's on, it's either on Juwan Taylor or Laremy Tunsil, because right, those guys can really rack up the penalties.
3rd down 8 now with the penalty back to the Chiefs 33. Mahomes in the gun, Pirine to his right hip, shotgun snap, 4-man rush, 5-man rush, line drive throw incomplete for the crossing Kelce with a flag on the far side of the field. A flag thrown on the far sideline and thrown.
Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense number 1, 15-yard penalty, 1st down.
It is called on Houston, so another penalty on the Texans and a big 15-yarder right there.
cannot do that against any team, but in particular the Chiefs. You have a terrific defensive stand on third down, and then you're going to give him a free one. Will Anderson, it was helmet-to-helmet contact. He's got to lower his target area.
Right, right. So now the Chiefs, with the penalty in tow, will be at their 48-yard line officially. It will be first and 10, the inverted wishbone with Mahomes in the gun. And the official has just blown the play dead. There was not a timeout taken. Are they respotting? They are. Moving it up just beyond the 48, but the back of the ball is hitting there, so they'll keep it at the 48. Chiefs with the first and 10. Anderson with the second significant penalty for the Texans. It's a fake handoff out of the gun. A pass down the sideline. Over the shoulder catch. 30-yard line. Far sideline. Kelce. And out of bounds. He runs. Beautiful throw. Perfectly placed. 29 to the Texans. Chiefs a gain of 23 and a first down.
Boy, you called it, Kev. He threw that before Kelce even started his break. Mahomes knew exactly where Kelce was going to be. He was getting closed in on by DeNico Autry. That's actually more loft than you normally see Mahomes put on the ball. He put a lot of air under that and dropped it right in the bucket.
Perfect throw. Another first down for the Chiefs. Pacheco the back. Mahomes in the gun. 29 of the Texans. Looks at a four-man front. Five-man rush. Line drive throw. Incomplete thrown in back of Hopkins, the former Texan. It's incomplete. Mahomes, the Chiefs, second down and 10. Our score here, 6:14 to play, first quarter, tied at 3 as you're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs, presented by Intuit TurboTax. It'll be second and 10 for the Chiefs.
That's the second really poor pass already in this game for Mahomes. He just had a beauty to Kelce, but that's the second time he's been significantly off on a throw to one of his receivers. You don't see that very often, and you wonder if that has anything to do with him not playing football for 23 days.
Second down and 10. Shotgun formation for the Chiefs. Two running backs, including Hunt. Ball at the 29 of Houston. Shotgun snap, dropping back. Five, four-man rush. Arching spiral near side. Caught. Worthy at the 10. Near sideline. What a grab. Heavily defended. Defender on each shoulder. And he's down to the 7-yard line of the Houston Texans. A terrific throw and an acrobatic catch on a leap and a first and goal for the Chiefs.
And that's a matchup the Chiefs really like. Xavier Worthy against Eric Murray, who plays both safety and nickel for the Texans. If you get a guy that's a safety by trade having to go against the guy that broke the combine record in the 40-yard dash, that is an advantage, Chiefs.
21-yard pickup. Hunt the back. Mahomes under center. First and goal at the 7 of Houston. Here's the reverse. It comes to Worthy running laterally on the 15 in Redwell and brought down by Anderson, who got him from behind. Shot right through. A loss of 9. And on the end around, the Chiefs are pushed back to the 17 of the Houston Texans.
Absolutely love that play by Will Anderson. It's basically a reverse, and he showed good discipline. He was not fooled by it. Travis Kelce was not able to seal it. Anderson actually ran right through Kelce to make that play. Anderson trying to make up for the penalty earlier on this drive.
Now, second down and goal. 16-yard line of Houston. Pistol formation. Shotgun snap to Mahomes. The block by the running back. He works out of harm's way up the middle and brought down. Hit on the 19-yard line. Brought down by Tommy Togiai. Losing 2. And it's back to the Texans' 18-yard line.
They were trying to set up a screen of the tight end, Noah Gray, but Derek Barnett, the backup defensive end, was all over it. He just kept bull rushing Noah Gray, who was acting like he was blocking initially. Gray could not get away from Barnett. Mahomes had no choice but to run it because there were men, offensive linemen downfield.
All right, here now at the 18-yard line of the Texans. Chiefs third down and goal. Mahomes in the gun. Shotgun snap. They come up the middle. He's hit as he throws. It's incomplete on a short pass to the hash mark. Looking for P. Ryan. Boy, there was heavy pressure up the middle. Danielle Hunter was there, but the big hit came from DeNico Autry. Setting up fourth down, the Chiefs will have to go again for 3.
The Texans overloaded the right side, and Denico Autry with a heck of a move on Trey Smith, although that was supposed to be a screen again, but Mahomes wasn't able to throw it to the running back because Autry hit his leg and knocked him down.
So Butker will try a 36-yard Kansas City field goal. 4:03 to go first quarter. Good snap. Kick is up and good on a 36-yarder. So Butker 2-2. And the defense, Ross, holds again for Houston.
Very impressed by what this Houston Texans defense has done so far, holding them to two field goals and trying to overcome those two penalties.
The Chiefs on top, 6-3, 3:59, first quarter. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. By the way, the kickoff by the Chiefs retrieved in the end zone, touchback to the 30, and they have got their quarterback back out there, most importantly, Ross.
Kevin, you made a really good point right at the opening kickoff. The wind is a pretty big factor so far because the Chiefs have been able to kick it into the end zone. Meanwhile, when the Texans have been kicking off, the ball's barely been getting to the 10-yard line. It is going to be a factor in this game.
Two-time Pro Bowl running back Joe Mixon in the backfield. Stroud is under center. Houston 30, first and 10. The snap, the fake handoff, the drop back of 5. He'll throw to the far sideline, and it's incomplete with the good coverage by McDuffie, and they were going for Xavier Hutchinson on a short pass to the far side of the field in front of the Texan bench. It's incomplete and 2nd and 10 for Houston.
Boy, McDuffie is good.
Boy, he is. You're right.
He is so good. I mean, there's a reason why he got the accolades he's got. He is right in Hutchinson's back pocket that entire route on the crossing route. Stroud should have thrown the check down to Mixon. There was nobody around him.
There's an offset eye. 30 of the Texans. 2nd and 10. Stroud got the snap. Hands off to Mixon. Busting his way by the 25. Up to the 30, the 35. And he's up to the 38-yard line of Houston. Running on the hash over the right guard. Picks up 8. Setting up 3rd down and 2 for the Houston Texans, who trail by 3.
They ran the old wham play there, Kevin, where you don't block the defensive tackle right where the play's going. You have the tight end come and trap him. Chris Jones, extremely well blocked. I'm a little surprised Mixon wasn't able to get the first down. Heck of a tackle from Brian Cook, the Chiefs safety.
It's 3rd down and 2. Texans at their own 38. Stroud is in the gun. Here comes a 4-man rush. He gets the shotgun snap and throws for a 1st down up the middle to Collins at the 50. He's on the hash mark to the Kansas City 48. Makes the catch. Down he goes. Gain of 15 yards on the play and a 1st down for Houston.
That is the 2nd time in this game already that the Texans have gotten the Chiefs on that on a critical 3rd down. For some reason, whatever corner who is over Nico Collins when he's in the slot, they're playing outside leverage. They're inviting an inside route. So Stroud's just throwing it to Nico Collins before he gets to the safety level, and it's like stealing.
Stroud through the air, 4-6, 67 yards, hitting 3 different receivers. Mixon back in, Chiefs 48, Houston 1st and 10. Under center the snap. Here's the handoff, and it's to Mixon over the right tackle and a gain of a couple to the 46-yard line of Kansas City. It will be 2nd and 7 with Ross Tucker, Kevin Harlan. We're here in the Granger broadcast booth in Kansas City with Olivia Harlan Decker down on the sideline. At work every day is game day. Give your crew an edge with Granger. You'll find supplies and solutions for every industry. When you call, click Granger.com or just stop by. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter, and the clock is ticking. And the Texans are moving again. 46 of the Chiefs. 2nd down and 8. Mixon the back and Stroud in the gun. There's the snap. Here comes the blitz. The throw down the middle and right through the hands of the diving Hutchinson, who is inside the numbers and incomplete near the Kansas City 35. It'll be 3rd and 8 for Houston.
Missed opportunity there. The Chiefs came with a blitz. They brought 6, including Nazi Johnson, who was playing in the slot. Hutchinson was wide open. He needed to get his head around a little bit faster than he did. Still, the ball went right through his hands. Remember, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, both injured.
Yep, it makes a difference. They've lost a lot of firepower and weaponry at that receiver. 3rd down 8, Chiefs 46, shotgun snap. Here comes Jones. Down goes the Houston quarterback. Sacked on the play, back at the 42. On the 3rd and 8, Jones comes right through. They lose 13. Here comes the punting unit. That calf has been bothering Jones, but not on that play. Big time Chiefs sack.
He has healed up, and nobody's done it better at the defensive tackle position over the last 3 years than Chris Jones. First team all pro each time, although that time they bumped him out to defensive end, working against the rookie from Notre Dame, Blake Fisher. Terrific two-hand wipe move from Jones, went right around him. Fisher put his head down, bracing for power.
Ramahio is back, and Tommy Townsend, a former Chiefs punter, will punt for Houston. It's a knee-high long snap, and the punt is away with a right-footed boot. It's right down the middle, bobbled at the 10-yard line. Ramahio goes to the far sideline, 15, a block at the 20, and runs out of bounds and into the kicking net on the far side. A punt of 47, a hang time of 4 seconds, with a Kansas City punt return of 10. Let's step aside. 48 seconds to play in the first. The Chiefs 6 and the Texans 3. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood 1. Kareem Hunt is the back, and after the punt by the Texans, Chiefs are at their 20. Mahomes in the gun. It's first and 10. The shotgun app, a four-man rush, and a quick throw to Kelce, broken up and incomplete on the hash mark at the 27-yard line. Broken up by Miles Bryant again in that secondary for the Texans.
And he's basically the third nickel they've used this year. They
right.
kind of rotate a couple guys through, but it was Jalen Petrie. He's out for the year. Then it was Jimmy Ward. Now it's Miles Bryant, and they also rotate in Eric Murray, who toggles back and forth between safety and nickel.
It's a second down and 10. Shotgun snap to Mahomes, avoids the rush, dumps it off. He hits Noah Gray, one of his two tight ends, on the numbers, and a meager gain of 3, setting up third down and 7 on that short pass. And really, he was just looking to find an escape hatch, and he did with that short little shot put throw. But not much. Third and 7 for the Chiefs coming up.
Noah Gray got absolutely rocked by Neville Hewitt. He was slow to get up. And it brings up a huge third down. Looks like the Chiefs are going to wait to attempt that third down until the second quarter.
All right, the first quarter clock is ticking down. We've exchanged field goals both ways. Long kickoff return for the Chiefs. They got a 32-yard field goal. The Texans did their job. Long drive by Houston. They had to settle for a field goal. And the Chiefs, the last time they had it, they had a field goal. So everybody has scored. And we just had a punt right there by Houston. The Chiefs will start the second quarter with the ball and a three-point lead. Let's go to the second quarter. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood 1. Third down and 7. First play, second quarter. Chiefs at their 24. Mahomes, the shotgun snap. Oh, he's got good time. Now the rush. He runs out of the pocket to the numbers, the 20. Near sideline, 25, 30. Got a block, 35. Near sideline, 40. Runs into his own bench. He's got the first down. Ross, before the game, you were talking about Mahomes running the ball when he needed to. He picked up 16 yards right there on a third and 7. He's out to the Chiefs 39 and a first down.
And if you're the Houston Texans, they had Danico Autry rushing over the right tackle, Jawan Taylor. If he's going to pinch inside, someone has to replace him and come outside to keep Mahomes in the pocket. He's as good as anyone at getting those first down conversions on third and long.
Hunt the back. Chiefs at their 39, leading by 3. First and 10. Shotgun snap. Little pass into the backfield. Caught 40-yard line. Worthy broke a tackle. 45 up the near sideline. The 15 down into Houston territory. He gets as far as the Texans 47 with a catch and run. And let's go quickly down to the field. And Olivia Decker.
Well, not on the field for Houston is linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair. He's in the blue medical tent on the sideline, questionable to return with a knee injury. That's the same injury that had him limited in practice. Big loss for the Texans as he's the quarterback of that defense.
He is indeed. He is the voice, Ross, of that Houston defense.
He wears the green dot, so with him out, it looks like they have moved To'o to the Mike linebacker spot, and that he is now wearing the green dot.
From the 49 of Houston, Kansas City first and 10. Shotgun snap, handoff Hunt over the right guard, and he bulldozes his way to the 45 with a gain of 4 in Houston territory with a 3-point lead and just underway in the second quarter. The Chiefs leading and on the move.
To'o, the second-year man from Alabama, typically plays the will linebacker spot. Remember, Al-Shaair was suspended 3 games this year. And so when that happened, they moved him to the Mike linebacker spot. You don't see that very often, especially with a young player. Speaks well
to Toe's football intelligence.
Texans 45, shotgun snap to Mahomes, backpedals and throws. Caught by Hunt with the leap, tried to spin, nothing there. He was hit and brought down. Again, Miles Bryant, the former Patriot, limiting him to a gain of two on a short pass to the numbers on the far side of the field. Down to the 43 of the Texans. Chiefs 3rd and 4, leading by 3.
Highly likely 4-down territory here, Kevin. So this is a great play for the Chiefs to run it if they like. Now, they're showing right now an empty set. I don't think it's a quarterback draw for Mahomes, but 3rd and medium is a good time to run it if you're going to go on 4th.
3rd down 4, Chiefs at the 43 of Houston. Shotgun snap, 5-man rush, pocket crumbles, down he goes. Sacked again, Mahomes is down. Hit that time by Anderson and others. Losing 8, they've been getting at him. And of course, this was the thing that so many people, with the sack back at the 49 on the hash mark, this was the pressure that people were talking about that the Texans could play to their advantage.
This is what has to happen for the Texans to have a chance to win. It's a beautiful move from Will Anderson. He stabbed him inside like he was going to go with an inside move, came with a rip outside, and that is the first sack that Joe Tooney has given up since he moved to left tackle in week 15, over 130 pass blocking reps.
4th different left tackle for the Chiefs. Ariza to punt into the wind for Kansas City from left to right. Chiefs in their red jerseys, white pants. Here is the left-footed boot by Ariza. It's sent down to Woods, bouncing at the 10, now to the 5, and trickling into the end zone. It'll be a touchback to the 20-yard line, and that's where Houston will go. It's a 51-yard punt with a great bounce, and the Chiefs will get their defense back out on the field, and here comes C.J. Stroud and the Texans just into the second quarter. Chiefs 6, Texans 3. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. Extended themselves with punts both ways, and so now the Texans have it at their own 20-yard line. 6-3 Chiefs, second quarter, along with Ross Tucker and Olivia Harlan-Decker. I'm Kevin Harlan here on Westwood One. You're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax. So here they go, the Texans with their quarterback C.J. Stroud, 4 of 7 so far. Ross at their 20 with the 1st and 10. They line up. Mixon will be in the backfield. All white uniforms, jerseys and pants with the familiar dark navy blue helmets. Here's a handoff, and it goes Mixon over the left tackle. Stiff arms his way by the 25. Angling to the near sideline, 30. And taken down at the Texans, 32. A burst of 12, and a Houston first down. Easy run by Mixon coming in with a bad ankle today.
Texans have found something here when they run to the left. That's where their big money side is. Both Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard, the left tackle and left guard, both former first-round picks. They both have signed monster second, and in Tunsil's case, third contracts. They need those guys to play very well, and so far they are.
Under center will be the quarterback, C.J. Stroud. 32-yard line of the Texans. Single back, the snap, the spin, the handoff to Mixon. He dodges a defender in back of the line, then is brought down on the play by Leo Chanel. Coming up from the linebacker position, there's no gain. The Texans, Ross, will stay at their own 32 with the Chiefs on top, 6-3.
Maybe the Chiefs and Texans both heard me because they came right back with another run to the left, but the Chiefs came downhill, especially the middle linebacker, Nick Bolton. They were all over it. Mixon had to try to cut it all the way back.
Now they've given him a gain of a yard, so 2nd down, short 10, long 9, just beyond the Texan 32. Chris Stroud under center of the snap in a 5-man rush, and he throws a line drive to the near sideline, incomplete at the 50-yard line, looking there for Jared Wayne, who was elevated off the practice squad earlier this week for the Texans. It's a line drive throw into the Chiefs bench, incomplete in 3rd and 9 for Houston.
He was going to be open. He slipped coming out of his route, and we've now seen multiple instances in this first half where the Texans having to have their backup receivers out there is really hurting him. Wayne, Hutchinson, they're just not able to get it done like the guys the Texans have lost to injury.
Agun Bawale is the running back, and the shotgun with Stroud. 35-yard line of Houston. Stroud will now run it for himself. The 30, the 40. Far sideline, numbers 50. Breaks a tackle, 45. Breaks a tackle, 40. Banging his way down inside the Kansas City 40-yard line.
running on the far sideline outside the numbers to the Chiefs 39, a run at 28 by the Houston quarterback.
Absolutely love the decisiveness from Stroud there. The Chiefs brought an overload blitz from the left, including two defensive backs. He saw a huge hole open up to the right, and he just hit it. I can't remember if it was on the air or during the commercial break, Kev, but I said the Texans are going to need Stroud to make plays with his legs. Had 42 yards rushing last week. Got a big chunk that time.
That's the longest run he's had all season. 39 to the Chiefs. High formation with Mixon. First and 10. The snap, the handoff to Mixon. And gobbled up as he ran up the middle into Nadi, who brings him down, running over the center between the hash marks at the Chiefs 35. And Ross, a gain of 4 and 2nd and 6 for Houston, trailing by 3 here in the second quarter.
They're playing well.
Yeah,
I mean, the Texans have come to play. I feel like the Texans have gotten the better of the action so far, but they got to get something else to show for here. And obviously, a field goal's fine, but getting a lead would be gigantic.
Everybody in the stadium stands. They never sit here. They always stand, and they're standing now. Second down, 6, 35 to the Chiefs. Shotgun snap to the Houston quarterback, who hands off to Mixon, and he only gained a yard. It's 3rd and 5 as he ran over the right tackle, Ross, and outside the hash to the 34 of the Chiefs.
And this is one of those situations that we were talking about earlier. When you're playing the Chiefs in the playoffs, will D'Amico Ryans be more aggressive? We'll see what happens here on 3rd down, but if it's an incomplete pass, it's either a 51-yarder for Fairbairn, who now does have the wind, or it's going for it.
Yeah, like you mentioned, he does have the wind. And as Olivia told us earlier, gusting to 25 to 30 miles an hour. It's a 3rd and 5. Chiefs 34. Shotgun snap to Stroud. He's hit from behind and taken down. Sacked on the play by Amenahieu, a former Texan. Charles Amenahieu with the sack of Stroud, who got that ball and quickly was taken down. It's a loss on the play, back to the 37. They lose 2 on the sack. And now here's what you were talking about. Fairbairn, about a 55-yard try for Houston.
And Shaq Mason didn't even try to block Amenahieu. It's some type of mental error. And watching the Texans tape this year, it happens way, way too often. You can't win with mental mistakes.
55-yarder with the win to tie the game and 7 to play in the first half. Ball put down. Kick is no good. Wide right. Not even close. Line drive kick. Not even close. And Fairbairn had made 13 field goals this season of 50 yards or more. That was number 2 in the NFL. But this one was not even close. So the Chiefs hold and 7-1 to play in the first half, leading 6-3. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. First and 10 after the missed field goal. Mahomes airing it out. Shotgun snap. Long pass over the shoulder. Catch at the 10. Grab by Brown. Hollywood. No, incomplete. He had the ball over his shoulder. Looking into the battleship gray sky. And he could not hold it in. On the far side. 10-yard line. On that sideline. Incomplete to Brown. Had it in his gloved hands.
Boy, I thought he caught it.
I did too.
And when he came down to the ground, Eric Murray ripped it out. Credit to Murray for sticking with the play. I think it's the right call, because I don't know that Brown ever really had possession there. I think Andy Reid's considering throwing the challenge flag, but it was called incomplete on the field. I'm not sure it's enough to overturn.
So from the 45 of the Chiefs, 2nd and 10 for Kansas City, leading by 3. It's a shotgun snap and a 5-man rush, and Mahomes throws down the middle, caught by Kelce, 40. Between the hash marks, he breaks a tackle, 35. Breaks another tackle, 30. He's on the near side, 15. Stiff arms his way to the 10. Comes down the near side to the 5. Tackle there. 49-yard catch and run by Travis Kelce up the middle, where he finds room, and a 1st and goal for the Chiefs.
I thought they said he couldn't run after he caught the ball anymore. They came with a safety blitz, and Trey Smith just devoured him. And then Kelce in the open field broke 2 tackles from 2 DBs down the field. What is it with this guy and the playoffs?
He has caught more passes in the postseason than any other player in the history of pro football. Lining up with the 1st and goal at the 6 of Houston. Shotgun snap. Hand off Pacheco. Over the center of the 5. Between the hash marks. Diving to the 4 of Houston. Gain of 2.
It's second down and goal for the Chiefs, who lead by three, under six to go, second quarter at Arrowhead.
It's kind of been crazy, Kevin. The Chiefs have three long passes for 93 yards. Their other 17 plays, only 15 yards. It's been the three big plays, and now they're down here again. Andy Reid always has creative plays down near the goal line.
Let's see what they do here. Empty backfield, everybody in tight. Four of Houston. Chiefs second and goal. Shotgun formation for the quarterback, who gets the snap. It's a forward pass. He pitches out, caught by Worthy. Runs near the goal line and shy as he got that ball on a jet sweep pass. The ball was in the air about a foot, literally a foot. And then his elbow hit. He's inside the one. And it's now third on a gain of three. It's third and goal.
He was clearly short. It's a good job spotting it by the officials. Remember, the Chiefs do not run quarterback sneaks ever since Mahomes got hurt doing one against the Denver Broncos.
Hunt is the back. Mahomes in the gun. Inside the one. Third and goal. Arms extended. Mahomes moves his receiver. It's a shotgun snap. It's a handoff to Hunt. Got a block from Kelsey. Touchdown with the Chiefs scoring right there. On a one-yard touchdown run by Kareem Hunt. And the Chiefs extend their lead with 4.5 to go, 12-3 over Houston.
Boy, that was just too easy. I mean, all it was a power play to the right. And the left guard, Caliendo, was able to kick out the DN. Kelsey went up in the hole and really didn't even have to do that much. Hunt almost went in untouched.
Butker with the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is away. Good. Chiefs lead by 10. So a missed 55-yard field goal by Houston to tie. The Chiefs go the other way. Complete a 49-yard catch and run to their Hall of Fame-to-be tight end Travis Kelce. And Hunt pounds it in on a run of 1 yard. And the Chiefs lead by 10. 13-3 late second quarter. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. And the Chiefs' ensuing kickoff into the wind is out of the end zone by Butker to our right. It's a touchback to the 30. It'll be a first and 10 for Houston, down by 10. Score here in Kansas City, 13-3. The Chiefs over Houston. You're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax. First and 10, Texans.
They need to get back on track. C.J. Stroud started the game 3-for-3. Since then, 1-for-5, as the Chiefs are doing a better job of taking away Nico Collins, his top receiver.
Under center, Stroud against the snap after the fake pitch. He runs to the far side, chased by Karloftis to the far sideline, and he runs out of bounds. Not much of a play, and a gain of about 2 to the 32 of the Texans, where Ross Tucker, it's now second down and 8. Clock is ticking at 4:24. Chiefs 13-3.
Really like that play call there. It's a boot action off of runs to the left. They've been running it effectively to the left, so you fake on first down the run to the left, you boot to the right, but the Chiefs weren't fooled at all. Andrew Beck, the fullback, was locked up in man-to-man coverage, and they were bracketing Nico Collins. Two Chiefs defenders on Nico Collins almost wherever he goes.
Stroud, second down, 8 in the gun, hands off, and it goes to Mixon over the right tackle, past the Texan 35, angling to the painted numbers on the grass, and he's out near the 37. It'll be third down with a gain of 5 right there. Third down in about 3 under cloudy skies with the wind chill at 6 here at Arrowhead.
Got to convert here. You can't punt it right back to the Chiefs after they just scored a touchdown. Put your defense back out there. Think players, not plays. Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, or Joe Mixon.
The last two Houston drives have ended on a third down sack. Ogunbowale, the back, 38 of Houston. Stroud in the gun, 3rd and 3. They rush 4. There's the snap. Short pass caught over the middle. Grab right there. Good for a first down on the hash mark. Grab by Mechie. He was on the hash mark to the 49 of Houston. He picks up 11. A quick throw. Getting the ball out quick is huge. And that has served Stroud well. He hits Mechie for a first down throw.
Well, they had the two inside receivers, Dalton Schultz and Xavier Hutchinson. They both ran straight up the field, and then it was an in-breaking route by Mechie behind them, kind of a rub route.
49-yard line under center Stroud. First and 10, got the snap, hands to the running back, the twirling Mixon, over the right tackle to the 49 of the Chiefs on a gain of 2. And Ross, second down and 8 with this Texan team down by 10 late second quarter.
They do not have to run another play here before the 2-minute warning, and they shouldn't, right? You want to leave as little time as possible on the clock for the Chiefs. So if you're the Texans, who still have all 3 timeouts, take this down to the 2-minute warning.
And that's what they're going to do, even with the wind at their back. They're going to sit on the ball and let the clock tick down. It's a 2:04, 0:03, 0:02, and we are now at the 2-minute warning. 2-minute warning, 3 timeouts for the Texans. Shotgun snap to Stroud. Sets in the pocket. The Chiefs 49. Line drive throw into a thicket of defenders. Diving catch made on the far side. Mechie at the 25. What a great grab. Sliding on the grass. Outside the numbers. Chiefs 25. Gain of 24. First down, Houston.
Mechie thinks he made the catch. 2 Chiefs defenders think he did not. If the Texans aren't sure, they should snap this as soon as possible. It does look to me on the first 2 replays that Mechie did secure it. Second gigantic play by Mechie on this drive.
Markham at the Kansas City 25. First and 10, Houston. Down by 10 before the half. Shotgun snap. Quick handoff to Pierce. He curls off one defender, running over the center and down inside the Chiefs 21-yard line, right between the hash marks on a gain of 5. And it's second and 5 for Houston, down by 10.
Love the play call to run it there and to keep running clock. You don't want to give Mahomes any time after this possession for the Texans. Where they are right now, worst case scenario, they should be able to go into halftime only down 1 score.
And they have more yards than the Chiefs, 173 to 124. And the shotgun is the quarterback Stroud inside the 21 of the Chiefs. Second down and 5. Shotgun snap. Short drop. He's got blocking. Now they come up the middle. Now they got him and they sack him on the hash mark at the 30-yard line. And that was Tershawn Wharton who comes up the middle. Everybody getting a hand for the Chiefs. Losing 9 on the play. And it's back officially now. They're going to spot the ball inside the Chiefs 29 with the timeout taken. Timeout taken, clock here at 33 seconds. Texans with the ball deep in Chiefs territory, down by 10. Second quarter of play. Let TaxSlayer level up your tax filing game this year. TaxSlayer gives you the power to claim all your tax breaks with total confidence. Head to TaxSlayer.com to start filing for free today. Third, Chief sack, Ross.
Incredibly poor pocket presence there by Stroud. Can't take a sack there for so many different reasons.
Ogunbowale the bat. Third and 13 with that sack. Inside the Chiefs 29 for Houston. Stroud in the gun. The snap. A 4-man rush. He sets up. Right tackle block. Runs out of the pocket on the numbers. The 30. Far sideline 25. Far sideline. He's on the 20 and runs out of bounds. Close to a first down. He's a yard shy, maybe a half yard shy. Needed the 15, got just inside the Chiefs 16, but a flag.
Offense number 69. 10-yard penalty. Replay the down.
Shaq Mason's had a tough day at that right guard for the Texans this afternoon.
You know, he's had a tough year. I'm not really sure what's happened to Shaq Mason, but he hasn't played nearly as well this year as he has in previous years. I think he's been banged up, and that's one reason for it. But these self-inflicted wounds by the Texans, it's like painful to watch, Kevin. They're killing themselves. They're outgaining the Texans. Back-to-back plays now where they go back 10 yards. You can't win this way.
Nope. They're inside the 39 with the penalty in tow in Chiefs territory. And a third and 23, trailing by 10. At the closing of this second quarter, here's a handoff. Ogunbowale over the left tackle, runs on the numbers, the 30. He's down to the Kansas City 29. And there's another timeout taken with 18 seconds to go in the first half. And a 13-3 Chiefs lead with the Texans now. With the Texans now facing fourth down. And the ball resting at the Kansas City 29. So they got their field goal unit out there to try to tack on 3 more. They missed earlier on a 55-yarder.
He's got to make this one.
Yeah, he's got to.
I like the play call there to run it. you force them to go ahead and have to call a timeout, and they got in much more manageable field goal range. I'm actually a little surprised the Chiefs were so soft against that run. You had to be expecting that on third and forever.
So here is a 48-yard field goal try by Fairbairn. His longest outside ever, 54 yards back in 2018. This is a 48-yard field goal to get a few more points on the board before the half. The snap is good. The kick is up, and it is through. Good on a 48-yard Fairbairn field goal for the Houston Texans. And now, with 16 seconds to go in the first half, 13-6, with the Chiefs holding on to a lead of 7. Amahio is back with P. Ryan for the Chiefs to get this kickoff. It'll be taken inside the 5-yard line by Amahio at a 65-yard kickoff return to start the game. He takes this up to the 25, and he's brought down there on a return on the play of about, 20 yards or so, and they're going to mark him at the 26. And the Chiefs will have 10 seconds on the clock. My guess is they'll go to a knee and take a 7-point lead to the locker room. Yep, that's exactly what they'll do. They got their formation out there where the quarterback is covered, and he'll get the snap, and Mahomes will go to a knee, and that will be all she wrote for the first half. So the Texans probably would have taken this, though, right? Against the defending Super Bowl champs and a 15-win team and down by just 7.
The longer they can stay within one score, the better, the tighter the Chiefs will be. The Texans did a lot of positive things there in the first half. They got to feel good about everything other than those unforced errors we talked about.
They met in Week 16. The Chiefs led by 7 at halftime. Today, Kansas City leads by 7 at halftime. The Chiefs won Week 16, 27-19, and our score here, 13-6, Chiefs over Houston. As it is getting darker and darker here in Kansas City, with the kickoff here retrieved on the run at the 10 to the 20, up the middle, the 30, and a run by Woods between the hash marks as he was cutting with a flag thrown on the play. Right now he's at the 32, and let's see what that flag is about. With just 4 seconds gone here in the third quarter.
Very late flag, by the way. It's almost like he couldn't pull it out of the holster. And the Texans are going backwards.
Yep, looks like it's going to be against Houston. And this goes to a point you made in the first half about
during the return.
Penalties.
Holding. Number 29 of the receiving team. Senior penalty. First down.
If they wouldn't commit these penalties, this game might even be closer than it is.
They are killing themselves. That time it was MJ Stewart. I think it's a good call. He had the right hand outside on Nazi Johnson and was pulling it. Clearly restricted movement. I support the penalty. The Texans have to be smarter.
So the penalty pushes back the Texans. First play, second half, they're 18. Stroud under center against the snap. Hands to Mixon, trying to wheel, and he was brought down immediately on the play. And a guy in the secondary, Shamari Connor, comes shooting through, brings him down. And a gain of about a half yard. That's it. Now a second down, long 9. Second half underway here at Arrowhead.
So interesting, isn't it, how often there are Chiefs defensive backs in the backfield? You just don't see that as often as you do with the Chiefs because of how much pressure Spagnuolo, their D coordinator, brings.
Second down, 9, outside the 18 of Houston, under center Stroud. Fake end around, quick throw. Mixon got a block at the 20 on the numbers, the 25, and taken down from behind by Nazi Johnson in the secondary on a gain of 6. Short pass thrown laterally, 3rd and 3 for Houston. First possession, second half.
Really creative play call there by the Texans. They had Mixon lined up in the slot, then he came around in what they call orbit motion behind Stroud and then ran a screen.
Now Stroud will be in the shotgun with a 3rd and 3 at his own Texan 25. He gets the snap, he hands to Mixon, bullets up the middle. He's got the first down over the center, the 30 between the hash marks. He's up to the 33, gain of 8. They needed that on 3rd and 3. Flying to the field, and Olivia Harlan-Decker.
Well, Texans coach D'Amico Ryan's really happy with how his defense started. first couple series very pleased with, but said we got to buckle down as we let up that last drive. That scoring drive was the only time the Chiefs showed that explosiveness. He says we got to buckle down. We'll be fine. Efficient offensively. He's really happy with his offense. More on Andy Reid after.
You got it. First and 10 in the eye. Texans at their 33 after the first down run by Mixon. Tight end in motion. The snap, the spin, handoff. Mixon, a fullback block. He cuts outside. 35 on the numbers, the 40, and taken down right there on a gain of about 7. Now it'll be second down, Olivia, and 3 to go. Back to you.
Andy Reid just showing his reverence for this Texans team, saying they're a really good team. We knew this, and we're seeing this. They're playing well, as Ross mentioned. They're outgaining us, but really happy with his plays from Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce. Those are their stars.
What kind of father would let their daughter work in conditions like this? My goodness.
A good one.
Yeah. Thank you for the report. Second down, 3. Ball at the 40-yard line. Stroud, the Houston quarterback, gets the snap, fakes the handoff, drops back 7, has time, sets now, he'll run. He'll pump fake and run along the 40, laterally to the far sideline, got to about the 44-yard line, and he's got the first down near the 45. A good run by the quarterback. The quarterback's running. And Ross, you talked about this earlier. That has been a difference in the game.
It's been huge. And there's two things I love about that play. One, Stroud knowing, hey, I can run and get this first down. And two, how about Olivia Harlan Decker, the true pro, to say, you know what? I'll tell you about Andy Reid after this play. Let me hear my dad call the play, then come back to me. It's like she grew up in the industry.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, what she's learned. First and 10 from the 45. Houston on the move. Shotgun snap to Stroud and a whistle blown and a penalty against the Texans.
Full start. Offense number 86. 5-yard penalty. First down.
So we had somebody come up here into our booth at halftime, and they're having problems with the microphones, and we've heard it right there. We've not been affected, but these wireless mics are having a hard time, either with the weather, the temperature, whatever. But we just heard Clay Martin struggling with some technical issues on the field.
And I think it was Irv Smith that had the false start, who they had to pick up to put in at tight end.
First and 15, 40-yard line of the Texans. Under center Stroud, the snap, the spin. Handoff to Pierce, tried to run laterally and brought down on the play. No place to run. And Udike Azuma comes through and makes the stop on that Chiefs defensive line. And the loss of 4 puts him back, Ross, to the 46-yard line of Houston.
It's like the Texans are doing their best Paula Abdul impersonation in this game. They take 2 steps forward, then they take 2 steps back almost every drive.
Wait a minute.
Did you get that reference?
Yeah, I did. I never thought, as we put on the headsets 2.5 hours ago, we would hear that. Second 19. Stroud in the gun, his own 36. Here's a 5-man rush and a quick throw up the middle and a backpedaling catch on the hatch at the 50. It's caught there by Hutchinson. Trilled as he got it on the logo. He picks up 14. And now it'll be 3rd and 5 for the Texans. Big throw. Listen, every time he throws up the middle, there's room.
Yeah, they need to keep going to that. They have found something there with the slot receivers running right at the safeties. That's their best thing. It was press man from McDuffie. Credit Hutchinson for getting away from the all-pro corner.
Pierce is still in. It's 3rd and 5. The ball right at the 50 on the first possession of the second half. Stroud the shotgun snap, quick throw, first down catch, Schultz. He got the ball chest high, trapped it against his chest on the hash. 44 Kansas City. It's a first down. Our score here, with about 5 minutes gone in the third quarter, 13-6 Chiefs. You're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax.
5 straight completions for the Texans. They keep converting these third downs. They are 5 for 5 now, getting in Chiefs territory when they have the ball.
Offset eye, Mixon is in. Stroud under center, gets the snap, hands off. Mixon over the right tackle, got a block at the 40 on the numbers, and down to the Kansas City 38-yard line, brought down in the secondary by the Chiefs defensive back, Johnson. It is now 2nd down and 3, a good-looking drive, and the Texans are moving the ball down by a touchdown.
They can win this game. I'm not saying they're gonna, but they can win this game. They have really played well so far. They haven't come in intimidated at all. Continue to be outgaining the Chiefs significantly in this game. Now, They're out gaining him by 100 yards.
9-play, 44-yard drive. They've got it second and 3 at the Chiefs 38. Stroud under center, handoff. Mixon picking and poking his way over the right guard. On the hash, dives to the 36 of the Chiefs. Picks up 2, and now Ross, 3rd and 1 for the Texans, trailing 13-6.
Yeah, I think it's a long one. I love the idea of a play-action pass deep shot here. If you don't get it, then go for it on 4th down. I think D'Amico Ryans knows that. Hopefully, he's telling his coordinator, Bobby Slowick, hey, Bobby, you got 2 downs. Let's try to get a touchdown here.
And on 3rd down today, the Texans, 6 of 10, eye formation, Stroud under center. It's 3rd and 1. The fake handoff rolling is Stroud. Cocks his arm. Being chased down the sideline. Throws and caught on the far side by Collins at the 24-yard line of the Chiefs on the sideline. What a throw by Stroud. What a throw of 12. Heavily pressured. Running out of room. Angling to the sideline. And completes it with an incredible Collins catch on a dive.
Yeah, Collins was laid out. The Texans going right on the football so that the Chiefs don't have a chance to challenge it, but it looked to me like a good catch.
Here we go. 1st and 10, 25 of the Chiefs. Stroud shotgun snap, throws in a backpedaling catch to the tight end, Smith. Flag thrown. He got it on a backpedal. 19 of the Chiefs on that far sideline. And he spun around, and there was a flag.
Pass interference. Offense number 86. 10-yard penalty. Replay first down.
That's on the other tight end, Dalton Schultz, who's had a good couple catches today and runs.
This is just crazy at this point, how many penalties the Texans have. Self-inflicted wounds. He was running off against Nazi Johnson. He didn't need to put his hand on him. Now, I don't like that call because I feel like Schultz has the right to run up the field. Nazi Johnson initiated the contact. Nazi Johnson was not trying to fight over the top. That is a poor call by the officials.
So now, 1st and 20, Pierce the back, offset eye, Chiefs 34, Stroud under center, snap, spin, handoff to Pierce as he corkscrews by a defender, broke the tackle inside the numbers, got to the 28 of the Chiefs, running over the left tackle, picked up 6. 2nd down, 14. Our clock in the 3rd is under 7 minutes. The Texans have had it the entire time with a good-looking drive. They're down by 7.
Don't miss all the NFL excitement on Fox later today when the Washington Commanders meet the Detroit Lions in the divisional playoffs. Check your local listings for more details. Catch the NFL playoffs on Fox.
This is a 12-play drive. 13th play of the drive coming up right now. 2nd down, 14. Chiefs 28. Back to pass, Stroud. Line drive up the middle. Backpedaling catch on the hash mark at the 15. Made by Xavier Hutchinson. And he backpedaled down to the 14 of the Chiefs. That is close to a 1st down, but probably short by a yard. 13-yard pickup. 3rd and 1 for Houston.
This is interesting. I think they'll run it here to try to get the 1st down because it's another unique opportunity to try to get in the end zone. But they've had some success running it to the left side behind Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard.
The Texans break huddle with a single back, Mixon. They've got it 3rd and 1 inside the Chiefs 15. Stroud in the center, gets the snap, hands off Mixon, dives across the guard, flag is thrown. His run gets him the 1st down, but let's see what the flag says as he got inside the Chiefs 14, running over the left tackle. Right now the penalties, 6 on the Texans, 1 on the Chiefs.
Illegal motion. Offense number 83.
Unbelievable.
5-yard penalty. 3rd down.
If they go on to lose, we can explain why with these penalties.
They are killing themselves. I mean, they got the 1st down easily, absolutely easily, and now they're backed up. Now it's 3rd and medium. It's interesting, too, Kev, because I'm watching another angle of the Hutchinson catch on 2nd down. I think he got a poor spot.
I think he got a poor spot. That should have been a 1st down,
yeah,
right?
He should have gotten the 1st down. That's very unfortunate.
5-yard penalty, 3rd and 6. Agunbowale, the back, Stroud in the gun. He looks at 6 in the Kansas City secondary. He's at the Chiefs 19. 4 wide, 3rd and 6. Shotgun snap.
Here comes a five-man rush. He dodges one defender. He runs from the 25, far side 20, 15, and he goes and dives for a first down, and he was hit low, and he's got it. He got the first down. The quarterback, Stroud, running to the far sideline, angling down to the 13 of the Chiefs in a first down run of seven.
Absolutely love what I'm seeing from C.J. Stroud in this game. Not just throwing the football, but running it, and he is playing for keeps. He knew he had to put his shoulder down to get the first down. He ran right through Justin Reed. C.J. Stroud is trying to win the biggest game of his life.
I love the play calls, too, by Bobby Slowick, their offensive coordinator. Here we go. We have the Texans down by seven. They've had it the entire third quarter. 4.5 to go. 13 of the Chiefs. I formation. First and 10. Handoff. Mixon goes by the 10. Got a block at the 5. Touchdown, Houston. Mixon with a 13-yard touchdown run. And the Texans are an extra point from tying the game. What a drive. What a drive to begin the second half in Kansas City for the Houston Texans.
Absolutely incredible. Over a 10-minute drive. It's a windback play. So all of the flow is going left, but then the fullback, Beck, cuts it back right, and Mixon goes right behind him. All the Chiefs overran it the other way. A relatively easy touchdown run.
Fairbairn will try the extra point, try to tie. Snap is down, kick is away, and no good. He misses an extra point. Can you believe he misses the extra with the wind in his back? And Houston trails by one. A missed extra point by the Texans. And that has been the story of their day. They've been heavily penalized, and now they miss the extra point. Timeout taken. 4:36, third quarter, 13-12 Chiefs. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. Remy Hio is back, along with Pirine. Wind at the back of Fairbairn, who missed the extra point. It's short. It's taken at the 5. And Remy Hio will take it on the numbers, the 20. Far sideline, 30. Breaks a tackle, 35. Flag thrown on the play. 4:30 to play in the third. Most every penalty today has gone against the Houston Texans, and they've come at the worst possible time. They are working on the Kansas City defensive lineman, Chris Jones.
Number two of the receiving team. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. It's first and 10 for Kansas City. Timeout on the field.
So that goes against the Chiefs. The clock at 4:30. They are working on the calf, which has been a problem for Chris Jones for the Chiefs on their defensive line. It's a one-point game at Kansas City. Third quarter of play. Chiefs leading at 13-12. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. So here come the Chiefs. First possession, second half, 4:30 in the third. Mahomes under center, his own 19. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls, cocks his arm, throws on the run, hits Kelsey 20. Inside the numbers, the 30. Runs to the middle of the field, the 35. Flag thrown on the play. As again, he catches and runs. And let's see what this flag is.
Holding. Offense number 65. Penalty is half the distance to the goal. Replay the down.
That's on Trey Smith, as good as you'll find in the NFL as a guard in this league.
I love Trey Smith. He might be my favorite player in the NFL, favorite offensive lineman. I love how physical he is and throwing down defensive linemen. In this instance, I think he... Oh, that's a bad call. I'm looking at it again.
I think it is, too.
He got taken down by the D-tackle, pulled him down by the helmet. That is a bad call.
So now it's first and 19, and the ball inside the Kansas City 10. In a one-point game late in this third quarter, here is handoff Pacheco over the left tackle. The 15 runs on the far side of the field and outside the numbers, diving to the 19 of the Chiefs. Picks up 9, and Ross, that sets up second down and 10.
And Kevin, there have been a couple of questionable calls go against the Texans. I thought the Will Anderson roughing the passer, the Dalton Schultz offensive pass interference, that's one
that went against the Chiefs that was questionable as well.
Night is creeping into Kansas City here in the Midwest. 6 degrees is the wind chill temperature. Second down, 9. Chiefs at their own 20. Shotgun snap to Mahomes. Left tackle block. Tons of time. Looking, bouncing up and down in the balls of his feet. Now runs and zigzags out of traffic. Runs up the middle of the 20 between the hash marks to the 22 where he was tackled and trying to find an escape hatch and only found 2 yards. Third down and 7 to go for the Chiefs, approaching 3 to play in the third. 13-12 Kansas City.
Boy, this is a big play, and I think Andy Reid knows it. He's looking at the play sheet right now, picking out his favorite 3rd and 6 to 8 yard play because he knows they got to have it. Cannot put his defense back out on the field after the Texans just had that incredibly long drive.
P. Ryan the back, 3rd and 6. Mahomes in the gun. The Chiefs 23. Looks at a 4-man front. Here's a 4-man rush in the shotgun snap and a quick throw, and it's caught over the middle by Kelsey on the numbers, the 30. Runs on the numbers to the 35, and he's got the first down. Another big-time play by Kelsey. Gain of 12 on the catch and run. On 3rd and 6, they'll be the Chiefs at their own 35.
You know what I'm doing from now on, Kevin?
What's that?
Every critical third down, right before the snap, I'm going to say to you, I'd look for Kelsey here, Kev, because you're going to be right like 80% of the time. It is uncanny. If you're the Texans, how is that the guy you leave wide open? How is that the guy that's not covered on a critical third down in a playoff game? Have they watched football before?
Good question, because Kelsey now 3 catches and over 80 yards. 1st and 10, shotgun snap to Mahomes. He breaks a tackle, runs out of the pocket. He's on the 30. He gets a block at the 35. He's dancing on the field and then trailed off at the 39. There's a flag, too. To'o is the one to get him. They may call a helmet-to-helmet on a big-time hit on Kelsey. And another flag thrown by the Clay Martin crew here at Arrowhead.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Defense number 39. 15-yard penalty.
I strongly dislike that call. I really don't like it. It wasn't even really a slide, Kev. He kind of just dropped. You know, it wasn't like a slide that you see coming. He had 2 Houston defenders coming near him, so he just dropped his rear to the ground right as they were about to hit him. I mean, I don't see how those guys were supposed to pull up in that situation with that late of a butt drop from Mahomes.
8 penalties, 82 yards against the Texans. Now with the penalty at the Houston 46. Shotgun snap, Mahomes throws in a backpedaling catch on a short throw made by Noah Gray. A backpedaling belt high grab on the 40-yard line of Houston. Right on the numbers. That's a gain of 5. It'll be 2nd down and 5. And here in Kansas City, with exactly a minute to go in the third, it's the Chiefs 13-12 over the Texans. You're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax. 2nd down and 4. Mahomes today, 9 of 15, 132. He's in the gun from the 40 of the Texans. Shotgun snap, left tackle block, pocket crumbling, grab, and he throws as he's being torn to the grass. Incomplete. Hunter had a hand on him. Hunter was knocking him off balance, and Mahomes, to save the sack, threw it away. Incomplete.
Hunter and Will Anderson meeting at the quarterback again. Straight bull rush by both of those guys. They needed them to come up and play huge in this game, and they have.
They've been fun to watch. What a defense of Houston. 3rd down and 4. Clock at 39 seconds in the third. Mahomes in the gun from the Texan 40, leading by 1. He's in the shotgun, receivers in tight. He gets the low snap. He drops back. He throws across the middle. It's grabbed between the hash marks and a very shallow cross by Gray. He was belted hard, shy of the 35, but the yards should get him the first down.
Yeah, they moved the ball back when they spotted it a little bit.
Oh, they did. Yeah, you're right.
I think he's a little shy of that 36-yard line. They're calling it a first down there, but this might be a replay assist situation.
So the 3 officials are around the ball. And is it fourth down? It is, right? Fourth down.
Yeah, they moved it.
Assist. The runner is short of the line of game. It's fourth down.
Al Shire is the one that made the tackle. His elbow hit, right?
Yeah, the ball should be at about the 36 and a quarter. I think this is a bad spot. It's at, like, closer to the 37. It should be closer to the 36 than it is to the 37. They have it closer to the 37. I would expect the Chiefs to go for it here regardless in the fourth quarter.
Chiefs are going to have the wind in the fourth quarter and zeros on the clock. And the Chiefs lead the Texans 13-12 at the end of three. Let's step aside. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Good read. Kansas City is 10 of 11 and 4th and 1 this year. The one stop was against the Texans, and here they go as we start the fourth quarter with the wind at their back and leading by one with a 4th and 1, Ross, at their own 43. Lining up right now in the pistol, Mahomes. Hunt is back there. Couple tight ends, one of which is in motion. There's the shotgun snap. Hand off to Hunt. Back pedals his way over the right guard of the hash, and he's got the first down. Working his way just inside the 35 of the Texans. Chiefs, first and 10.
Boy, was that a good signing by the Chiefs.
Unbelievable,
to bring him back.
Right? Wow.
You know, he gives them that power and banger element. You know, the Texans got good push up front and penetration, and that was actually a play where they could easily have called the right guard Trey Smith for a hold. That was more of a hold than the play that they called him for a hold.
First and 10. Chiefs inside the 35 of Houston. Shotgun snap. Handoff Hunt over the right tackle. Bulldozing his way on the hash. Moving a pile. Pushed by his teammates. And down to the 26-yard line of Houston. What a run. He is a sledgehammer. Kareem Hunt with a big-time move. And is he down? Nope, he jumps right back up. Picking up 9. Is second down and 1.
You know, Kevin, that reminds me. There was a time when I was playing and the umpire called a holding penalty on me. And I said, that is a horrible call. I blatantly held him the two previous plays. And now you call that one?
Yeah. And he said?
He was not amused.
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't. Maybe another flag. Second down and 1. Here's a shotgun snap to Mahomes from the Houston 26. Line drive down the middle. Belt high catch made by the Curly Kelsey. 15 on the hash mark. 10. Broken tackle and pounds his way to the 8. Kelsey has done it again. Over 100 yards receiving tonight. 18-yard pickup there. First and goal Chiefs at the 8 of Houston.
Playoff Kelsey is fully engaged. He's running around against the nickel corner there, Miles Bryant. You like that if you're the Texans, right? He's a quicker nickel back. You think he has the advantage in coverage against a bigger, slower tight end in Kelsey, but Kelsey's crafty and just spun him around for another big play.
It's first and goal. The Chiefs at the 8 of the Houston Texans. Mahomes in the gun, gets the snap, drops back 3, pressured, crab, sack, flag thrown. He goes down at the 12. Illegal motion maybe on the Chiefs even. Let's see what this is. 12:44 remaining in the fourth quarter. We're just underway.
Big little shift.
Yep.
On the offense. Number 9 and number 1 were both moving and both did not reset prior to the snap. Penalties declined. Second down.
Second down and goal. 13. Shotgun snap to Mahomes. Sets in the pocket. Hit. Escapes. Runs. He's on the numbers, the 10. Runs laterally on the 10. Stiff arms his way. And then he hit the chalk. And it looked like Toto may have gotten a late hit, but there's no yellow on the field. He picked up on the play about maybe a half yard, if that. I mean, let's see where they spot it, because it was all convoluted on the sideline. He's just inside the Houston 12.
Good job by the officials. They didn't fall for it that time.
Right,
Mahomes slowed down before he went out of bounds and then act like it was a late hit. He has mastered that.
Inside the 12 of Houston, Kansas City 3rd and goal, leading by 1, 4th quarter. Mahomes in the gun, receivers in tight. He gets the knee-high shotgun snap, and he's grabbed, and he throws as he's being tackled, and it was caught in the end zone by Kelce. What a grab by Kelce, but what a play by Mahomes. 11-yard touchdown pass as he was being dragged from behind and threaded the needle, and there he found the belt buckle of Kelce, who catches it 5 yards deep in the middle of the end zone. Touchdown, Chiefs.
You have got to be kidding me. You've all that are driving around right now, you've seen Mahomes magic before. That was textbook Mahomes magic. His knee was just about to hit the ground as he let go of the football.
Butker extra point. Good for the Chiefs at 11:52 to go. That will go on the highlight reel for Mahomes. Literally being dragged down from behind and throws as he is hitting the grass. And he, in the middle of a nest of defenders, completes the touchdown pass to Kelce. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. The Chiefs have gone up 20-12 on the Houston Texans. The 11-yard touchdown pass to Kelce. When it looked like the quarterback was going to go down and get sacked, he somehow, just before his knee hit the grass, launched the line drive throw. Kelce was in the middle of the end zone, but he had defenders in back, on the side, in front. The pass threaded through by Mahomes. Another remarkable throw. They're going to bring it out of the end zone on the kickoff. This is Xavier Hutchinson from the 20 to the 25. Breaks a tackle at the 30 on the painted numbers for Houston. And he's out to about the 33-yard line. And we'll take a break. 11:43 to go here in the fourth. And Kansas City has taken a 20-12 lead over the Texans. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. All right, here is a drive of the season coming up for the Houston Texans, who thought they had corralled Mahomes, giving up an 11-yard touchdown pass. The kickoff takes Houston to the 34, trailing 20-12 to Kansas City. 11:43 to go. The crowd is alive with everybody, 75,000 plus, on their feet on a day that is registering about 6 degrees. It's first and 10. Stroud, short pass. It was low and caught. It was off to the tight end, who was Irv Smith, and he's out to the 36. To the field, live, and Olivia Harlan-Decker.
After that fun Chiefs touchdown, I watched Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce come back and celebrate and talk about it with teammates. No one's having more fun than the two of them. But I've had the chance to cover Travis Kelce now a few years, and there's no doubt something different about his demeanor. He's been stalking the boundary line on the sideline. I'll tell you more after this play.
Second down, 8, 36 of Houston. Under center, Stroud fakes the handoff, drops back 7, pass on the numbers. It's caught across the way, grabbed by Nico Collins on the 40 of the Chiefs and taken down right there. And he picks up 24, Olivia, and a first down for Houston.
Despite the great dance moves in the end zone after Kelce scored that touchdown, he comes back to the sideline and is so sobering and almost reflective. And he's stalking up and down the line, looking at fans in the stands, making eye contact, pointing to the ground, saying, "This is us. This is our house." Something seems very different and more mature in this Travis Kelce.
Yeah, Kelce is caught 5 for 113 in a gigantic touchdown reception moments ago. Stroud just completed a 24-yard pass to Collins. Chiefs 40. Shotgun snap, Stroud. First and 10. Getting a block. Throwing a pass. Incomplete. Far sideline looking for Mixon. Pocket was crumbling. It was getting messy. It's second and 10 for the Texans with the clock at 10:13 to play here in the fourth, and they trail 20-12.
Stroud had completed 9 straight passes before that throw right there. There's somebody on the sideline.
Nico Collins.
Over there for the Texans. They can't run a play here with him in the white like that. Maybe they think he's far enough off.
And Nico Collins has been battling some kind of injury all afternoon and being assisted to again. Second down, 10. 40 of the Chiefs. Stroud in the gun. Into the wind. He gets the snap. The blitz is on. He throws, and it's a one-handed attempted catch and incomplete. outside the numbers at the Chiefs 20 on the near sideline and going for Jared Wayne. It's third and 10 for Houston.
Chiefs are really starting to get some pressure on C.J. Stroud now. He had to step up and make that throw to Nico Collins with Chris Jones about to rock him. That time it was Nick Bolton who made him throw it a little bit before he wanted to.
Collins is back out there, the celebrated wide receiver for the Texans. Clock at 10:08 in the fourth. Chiefs on top by 8. Third down 10 at the Kansas City 40. The Houston quarterback Stroud, shotgun snap, blitzes on. He throws it away. They sent Justin Reed, a former Texan, up the middle, and he went untouched and went right at the quarterback, who instead of taking the sack, threw the ball away. It's fourth and 10.
Decision time here.
It is.
For D'Amico Ryans. Fourth and 10 at the 40. Looks like he's going to go for it. I like this decision. I know it's only a one-score game, but the likelihood is you're only going to get 20 yards of field position here if you try to punt it. At a minimum, try to run a hard count here, get a free five, and or get a free play to take a shot.
Lining up quickly, fourth and 10, with the Texans at the Kansas City 40, the shotgun snap. Here comes a five-man rush, running for his life, Stroud. Karloftis has him, and Karloftis brings him down for the Chiefs. Way back at the Houston Texans 44. What defense by the Chiefs on one of the most important drives of the game. They lose 16, and on downs it goes to Kansas City. And look where they're going to start.
Absolute disaster for the Texans in every way. They were late to get the snap. They had to snap it before they wanted to. The tackles couldn't get off the ball. Stroud cannot take a sack on fourth down.
5 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. 20-12. Chiefs on top. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. So the Chiefs come up with a big sack on a fourth and 10 of the Houston quarterback, and they take over at the 44 of the Texans. And a handoff on first and 10 to Hunt over the right tackle, and he was stoned after a gain of about a yard to the 43 of Houston. Second down, 9 for the Chiefs. 9:45, clock ticking in the fourth. Chiefs lead 20-12.
I don't remember what formula or theory it is, Kevin, but for every something, there's a separate and opposite reaction or something like that. The Texans being slow to make the decision on fourth down caused the late snap, which caused the sack.
Second down, 9. Shotgun snap to Mahomes. 43-yard line of Houston. Short pass to Worthy, thrown laterally on a little screen. And he was looking for a block. It never materialized, and he has no gain on the play. And now it'll be third down and 9 after they get nothing on that second down and 9.
The positive, though, is that the Chiefs have kept the clock running on both those first two plays. They should not snap the ball on any of these snaps until the play clock is under 5. You're up by a score late in the fourth quarter, 9 minutes left. You want to keep that clock moving.
43 of Houston, Kansas City, leading by 8, third and 9. Shotgun snap to Mahomes, being pressured. Got a block, being hit as he throws. Incomplete, short pass, far sideline, 35 of Houston. So Mario Edwards pressured the pocket, scrambling and running for his wife, Mahomes. It's fourth down. The Chiefs punting unit is on the field. And that was a good defensive series for Houston.
Absolutely. I mean, think about that. The Chiefs took over in Texans territory. Any score, really any yardage by the Chiefs since they have the wind is probably a Butker field goal and probably makes it a two-score game. The Texans had to have it on that drive defensively, and they got it.
Ariza to punt for the Chiefs from right to left. He gets the belt-high long snap. His left-footed punt is sent down the middle. Woods is under it, looking into the dark sky and in the lights of Arrowhead. Fair caught at about the 10 on a 36-yard punt. Let's see where they're going to mark this ball. With the Chiefs on top, 20-12, 8.5 to go. We're in the fourth, and you're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. The Chiefs just punted. The Texans take over, down by 8, 8.5 to go at their own 7. Under center, Stroud, the snap, the spin, the handoff, and it goes to Mixon, who plows his way by the 10, out to the Texans 11, Ross a gain of 4, Second down, 6. It is the drive of the season for the division champion Texans right now.
Yeah, even you just saying that gives me chills. I'm just picturing what Stroud said in the huddle to those guys before this drive started. They know what's on the line.
Mixon the back. Quarterback Stroud is under center from his 11. Second down, 6. Down by 8. The snap. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to the near side. Being chased. Throws a short pass. And it's incomplete on the sideline. Looking for Collins. Heavily covered by McDuffie. That is elite receiver against elite quarterback. It's a short incompletion, and now it is 3rd and 6 for Houston.
An elite cornerback won. McDuffie is so good. He was all over him. They actually could have called interference there with his offhand. This is a gigantic play. Look for pressure. From the. I'd be stunned, Kevin, if the Chiefs didn't blitz here, given the success they had blitzing on that last series.
And Stroud knows it as he backpedals in the shotgun at his own 11. 3rd down and 6. You can see his breath as he calls the cadence. Shotgun snap. 5-man rush. Pump fakes. Gets out of arm's way. Throws. And it was broken up and incomplete on the far sideline. On a pass that would have been good for the first down to the 25-yard line. It is incomplete. 2 Chiefs are down. There was a heavy collision. It's incomplete on the far sideline in front of the Houston bench. A Chiefs player is down right now. There were 2, now there's 1. Is that Justin Reed?
Justin Reed and Jalen Watson nailed each other. I mean, they say it's friendly fire. That was unfriendly fire.
Wow.
Because those guys both were trying to make a play on the football, and they went right into each other hard. And Reed took the worst of it because Watson hit him hard right in the head and neck area.
Reed is down. Injury for the Chiefs. Clock at 7:42. Chiefs lead at 20-12 over Houston. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. The down Texan, Justin Reed, or the down Chief, former Texan, Justin Reed, walks off under his own power. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Westwood One, your home for the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 59.
Hammer down.
WASK Lafayette is 101.7 The Hammer, Lafayette's sports station.
Tommy Townsend is going to punt 5 yards deep in the end zone to our left for the white-clad Houston Texans. The wind will be in his face, and it is 20 miles an hour and higher with a temperature, with the wind chill of 5 degrees in Kansas City. And he gets the long snap in the punt. Remigio is back and lets it bounce in front of him and out of bounds in Houston territory. It was not a good punt. It was grabbed by the wind. And I think it's going to be at about the 40, let's see where they're going to mark this ball, in Texan territory, 45-yard line in Houston. That's only a 34-yard punt, but that wind is stiff.
Really, really poor punt. And it's interesting because Townsend, when he's been punting this direction, he knows what you know, Kev, about the wind here. He's been trying to punt line drives in this direction so that it doesn't get up in the air as much.
So here is Mahomes, 13-21, 164, a Kelce touchdown pass. And they get it after the Houston punt at the Houston 45. Shotgun snap to Mahomes, 4-man rush, quick throw, belt-high catch. Kelce on the hash mark at the 40. And he gains on the play 4, 2nd and 6 for the Chiefs, who lead it 20-12, and the clock ticking at 7:18 to play in the fourth quarter.
So it's interesting because obviously the Chiefs are trying to shorten the game as much as they can and run clock, but rather than come out and run it on that first down, they went empty set through a short pass to Kelce. You wonder if Andy Reid trusts that connection more than trying to run the rock.
41-yard line of Houston, 2nd and 6 for the Chiefs. Shotgun snap, handoff on over the right tackle, the 40, the 35 on the painted numbers and down to the 30-yard line of Houston. Big time run, picks up 11, first down for the Chiefs. And each team with 3 timeouts, the clock ticking at 6:40 with the Chiefs leading by 8 here in the fourth.
Man, that is such a cool play with the eye candy. They had Xavier Worthy going in jet motion, which is in front of the quarterback to the right. The fullback tight end came back to the left, and then Hunt cut it all the way back. The Texans' heads were spinning.
Pistol formation, first and 10 Chiefs, Texans 30-yard line. It's a shotgun snap to Mahomes, a handoff to Hunt, takes a tackle over the left tackle, the 30, the 25, on the painted numbers, the 20, and he crawls his way to the 18-yard line of Houston. Two gigantic runs, that for 12, once before for 11, another first down for the Chiefs, leading by 8, 6 to play in the fourth.
What a combo block by Travis Kelce. He popped the hip of Will Anderson so that Joe Tooney could hook Anderson. They won the C-gap. That's a gap between the tackle and the tight end. For the Chiefs now, the most important thing is getting any score and running clock.
18-yard line of Houston. Another first down for the Chiefs. In the shotgun, Mahomes. First and 10. There's the snap. The fake handoff. Short throw dropped by Worthy. And then jumping on it was To'o To'o of Houston. But they rule it incomplete on a short lateral throw, belt high, prop, second and 10 for the Chiefs, clock at 5:32 in the fourth.
Big miss. That is not what you want, to voluntarily stop the clock like the Chiefs did right there. They thought it was an easy pass, but you want to keep that clock moving. They're up by 8, so really, obviously, they want a touchdown, but field goal or touchdown, any score is fine to go up 2 scores.
18-yard line of Houston. Kansas City moving right to left in the red jerseys and white pants. Second down and 10. Mahomes in the gun. The snap, the drop back at 3. The pressure, the throw to the near sideline, caught by Kelce at the line of scrimmage. And then he was double-teamed and taken down on the near sideline with no gain on the play. Timeout taken, Houston. Clock at 5:23.
Kevin Harlan and Ross Tucker here in the Granger broadcast booth in Kansas City. Probably should have said my name first. Olivia Harlan Decker is down on the sidelines. Interesting there, Kev. That's about as early as you'll see a defensive coach, head coach call a timeout. 5:25. Still a lot of time left in the game, but yes. DeMeco Ryans did not want that clock to keep spinning because he knows there's a very good chance he's going to be down 2 scores. If you're Mahomes here, you must reserve the right to kick a field goal.
Here we go. Third down and 10 to go for the Chiefs just inside the 18 of Houston. P. Ryan the back. Receivers in tight. Shut. They're bringing in. Here's the line drive throw. Leaping, backpedaling, two-handed. Helmet high catch on the sideline at the 7-yard line. Made by Worthy. They'll mark him at the 8. Now inside the 9. He's short of the first down by a yard or a half yard. So now it'll be fourth and about 1 for the Chiefs. They're going to go for 3. And the clock is ticking at 5 minutes in the fourth.
You got to kick it. This is the right decision. That was actually a dangerous throw. They're lucky that he caught it to keep the clock moving. But you absolutely have to go up 2 scores. No-brainer for Andy Reid.
Wind at his back. It'll be a 27-yard field goal by field goal attempt by Butker. Wind at his back. High snap, put down, kick is up, and it is perfect. And the Chiefs lead it 23-12. A lead of 11 with 4:38 to go in this fourth quarter. With that field goal, Barbasol will make another donation to Kirk Brenda Warner's Treasure House, a living community for adults with disabilities. Barbasol Shaving Cream, delivering a quality shave at an honest value for over 100 years. So 4:38 to go. The Chiefs lead 23-12 over Houston. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. So the Chiefs will kick off, and again, they've had the wind at their back this entire fourth quarter on a night where Travis Kelce has had a spectacular continuation of his Hall of Fame career with another outstanding playoff performance. With the kick out of the end zone, and they'll put it at the 30 with a touchback. Our score here at Arrowhead, Chiefs 23-12, 4:38 to go in the fourth, and you're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax. At the 30, Texans first and 10.
Wouldn't be surprised at all, Kev, if the Texans are able to get one more score up on the board. The Chiefs will probably yield yardage slowly. What they really should do as much as possible is play outside leverage, not let the Texans get out of bounds on any outbreaking routes.
It's first and 10. A shotgun snap to Stroud. Heavily pressured, grabbed, and sacked. Loss of 5 between the hash marks at the Texan 25. Second down and 15. Another sack for the Chiefs. Not a lot of breathing space for the Houston quarterback.
Man, I'm so frustrated. They had Dalton Schultz stay in to chip help for Blake Fisher, and he still got beat. Can't happen.
Karloftis got him that time. Second down, 16 at the Houston 24. It's a pass to Schultz on the numbers at the 30. Brought down there by Nick Bolton. He picks up 6, making it 3rd and 10. 3rd and 10 from the Texan 30. And with 2 timeouts, they are not huddling up. They're assembling at the line, and somebody jumped for the Chiefs, and flags are thrown.
Neutral zone infraction. Defense number 51. 5-yard penalty, 3rd down.
Mike Dana on that line jumped. So the Texans tonight have missed an extra point and a field goal. If you put those 4 points on that 12, it is a much closer game.
There's also been several questionable calls, and really both sides more have gone against the Houston Texans. This is clearly 4 down territory, obviously. 2 downs to get these 5 yards.
3:48 to go, 3rd and 5. Stroud in the gun, is Texan 35. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, 5-man rush, line drive throw, caught in stride 45. Up the middle goes Hutchinson to the 50, crossing the logo, and he's down to the Kansas City 48. 18-yard pickup, that play has worked all night long.
It has. It's the slot receiver running a skinny post.
Lining up again with no huddle. First and 10, Chiefs 48, shotgun to Stroud. The pressure, he's grabbed. He dumps it off to a good ball, and he takes it by the 50 on the logo. We got back almost to the original line of scrimmage. He did, the 48 of Kansas City. No gain. It is second down and 10.
Another missed blitz pickup there by the Texans. It just happens way too often for a professional football team.
Second down, 10, Chiefs 48. And back to pass after the shotgun snap. It goes to the quarterback, Stroud, who tries to run up the middle and tackled from behind. And grabbed right there by Connor. And thrown for a 1-yard loss back to the Kansas City 49.
Don't love the awareness there from Stroud. You know, if you're only going to be able to run for a yard or two, throw it away. You're better with an incompletion. The clock's spinning.
6 sacks by the Chiefs. The Texan quarterback, 3rd and 11, 49 of the Chiefs. And Stroud gets the shotgun snap and throws a wobbly pass to the near side. Over the shoulder catch, Schultz at the 30-yard line. He grabbed it right in front of the Chiefs bench below us. 31 of Kansas City. What a catch and what a throw. 18-yard pickup.
Unbelievable. The best throw and catch of the day. He was double covered, and Stroud put it right on him. There might be some debate whether or not that's a catch. Andy Reid's throwing the challenge flag. I like the decision.
He was still trying to get the ball. It had fallen from his shoulders down to his waist as he was trying to harness it, and he was double-teamed.
Kansas City is challenging the ruling on the field of a completed pass.
This close-shave instant replay review sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Barbasol delivers a thick lather and close, comfortable shave for half the price of gels. Why pay more for a great shave? Choose Barbasol.
It's all going to come down to when they believe he had possession. Do they think he had it when the left foot was still on the ground? Because clearly he had it when the right foot was on the ground, but then the left foot came out of bounds. So it's whenever they believe he had possession. And whether or not it was when the left foot was on the ground, I got to tell you, Kev, I think they're going to overturn it.
Do you?
I don't think he had possession when the left foot was on the ground. It is close. Ooh, that is close. The ruling on the field matters a great deal in this. They might say it's not enough to overturn, but I can tell you this much. If they had ruled it incomplete, they sure as heck wouldn't overturn that either.
So they are looking at the replay. Clay Martin is talking with New York.
The ruling on the field does stand as called. There was a catch.
Wow.
This is an unsuccessful challenge.
Because that ball was clearly moving.
Ross, the ball was moving.
It's the right decision by Andy Reid to challenge that. It could have gone either way, but they're sticking with the ruling on the field. Like I said, I think if they had ruled it incomplete on the field, I think they would have kept that call too.
So the Texans are down by two scores. They trail by 11. They missed a field goal and an extra point. Otherwise, this drive would feel a lot different. They've got the ball, first and 10, after two 18-yard receptions. 31 of the Chiefs, shotgun snap, first and 10. Stroud escapes trouble. Runs to the far side, throws down the far sideline, and it was caught by Collins. Caught by Collins on the far sideline with a myriad of Chiefs defenders around him at the 14 of the Chiefs and a pickup of 18. What a catch.
What a catch again. Back-to-back terrific catches, and he got out of bounds.
Shotgun snap, 13 of the Chiefs. Here's a quick throw. Grabbed on a slant at the 10, running down to the 5. Hutchinson caught the ball on the painted numbers, cut in toward the hash mark, got to the 5. Gain is 7. Second down and 3. Outside the 5 of the Chiefs, Stroud, shotgun snap, second down. He's being pressured. He's hit and sacked again for the 7th time tonight. And Udike Azuma gets him right there, which takes us to the 2-minute warning. 1:57 to go. We have a 5-degree temperature with the wind chill. Into the wind going the Houston Texans, who are down 23-12, Ross, with 1:57 to go.
It's interesting because they were fully intent on getting a playoff before the 2-minute warning, and I understand why they wanted to do that. But again, it was the second time where it didn't feel like they really were settled. You know, it's almost like they were hurried, and both times when they did that, the 4th and 10 and that time, they got sacked.
The wind is blowing so hard here, you can see the pants of our officials fluttering in the breeze. But that wind is right in the face of the Texans. Now at the Chiefs 13, third down and 10. Stroud today 19-28, 245. Sacked 7 times. Ogunbowale is the back. Chiefs 13, third and 10, shotgun formation. He gets the snap. They rush 5. He moves up, grabbed and sacked for an 8th time. Proloftis gets him again. Back at the 17.
We didn't say Karlaftis' name one time until this drive, and now he's got multiple sacks on this drive, 3 altogether.
And C.J. Stroud is hobbling noticeably. They're going to go for 3, and then probably the onside kick, but they are helping Stroud, who is walking off the field under his own power but limping noticeably from way up here. And now he's got his arms draped around 2 athletic trainers. He can barely walk.
And they had a tight end and a running back trying to block a very good defensive end in George Karlaftis. I hate it.
Here comes Fairbairn trying a 35-yard Houston field goal with 1:52 to go to cut into that Chiefs lead. Into the wind. Snap is good. Ball down. Kick is blocked. The kick is blocked. It goes to the sideline, where it's picked up by Hicks, and he runs out of bounds. The Chiefs have done it again. Reid blocked the kick. The Chiefs have done it again.
You've got to be kidding me, Kevin. I mean, special teams have killed the Texans in this game. To see who got it.
It was Reid.
Reid got a great jump off the edge, but it's either Reid or Chanel who got the one against the Broncos. I'm looking at the hands there. Yeah, it was Chanel.
Oh, it was Chanel.
I think Reid got a fingertip, and then Chanel got it again, just like he did against the Broncos to win that game. Texan special teams have been anything but today.
Dave Taub, who's the special teams coordinator for the Chiefs, one of the best in the business, comes up with their second block kick of this season when it's mattered the most. So now the Chiefs will take over. Houston's got one timeout, 1:46 to go. with Mahomes in the gun. The 23 of the Chiefs, the shotgun snap, the handoff to Hunt, who goes over the right guard. And right up the middle to the 27 on a gain of 4. Timeout, the final one taken by the Texans. So Fairbairn, the kicker for the Texans, has missed an extra point. He's missed a field goal, and he had a field goal blocked. It has not been his best day.
Just, and remember, the game started with them allowing a 70-yard kickoff return.
Yes.
I mean, just to beat the Chiefs, you can't beat yourself, and you can't lose special teams. You got to win that phase of the game. The Texans, no matter how valiantly they played on offense and defense, the unforced errors and the penalties and special teams just kill them.
The Chiefs go in the victory formation on that second down and 6. Mahomes got the snap, went to an E. The crowd can feel it. The clock is ticking down at 1:23. And the Chiefs are going to the AFC Championship game again. Lining up, haven't played in 23 days, most of these veterans coming out. Travis Kelce had the game of his life. 8 sacks for the Chiefs defense. Karlaftis authored most of them. And again, under center is Mahomes, who gets the snap. He backpedals, now goes to a knee. The clock is ticking. One more play, and that'll do it. The Chiefs with the most sacks in a postseason game, going back to 1994 against the Houston Oilers.
Wow.
When Joe Montana was the Chiefs quarterback and Marcus Allen was a Kansas City running back. They had 9 against the Oilers in 94. They have 8 today, 4 on that last drive.
Kudos to Andy Reid for win number 300.
Yes.
Joining George Halas, Bill Belichick, and Don Shula. He just used his timeout with 1 second left on the play clock. I think they're going to punt it away here with 15 seconds left to go.
So the Chiefs will host the winner of the Ravens and the Bills next week here in Arrowhead Stadium. And whoever they play, either one, it will be a war.
Yeah, it will.
It will be.
Although that team's going to have to get through a war tomorrow.
Boy,
I mean, that's going to take a lot out of whoever wins that game tomorrow. Game of the weekend in my mind.
Mahomes only had 16 completions tonight on 25 throws. That matches a season low. To punt is Ariza. Ariza is back inside the 5. Fourth and 15, Ariza gets the ball, runs into the end zone, and runs in the back of the end zone and out of bounds. With 9 seconds to go, it is a safety, and now the score is 23-14. Do you like that, Cole?
Well, here's why you do it, right? Number one, they took 6 seconds off the clock. Number two, it's still a 2-score game. So the safety gives the Texans 2 points, but it's still a 9-point game, and now it allows the Chiefs to have a free kick, whereas if they tried to punt it, there was some chance of a blocked punt for a touchdown and an onside kick, then a Hail Mary. This eliminates any of that. Now they can just have a free kick.
So the score, and if you're watching at home, they've got the wrong score up there. It is 23-14, and they're going to put 2 more seconds on the clock, so they have 11 seconds. 11 seconds to go in regulation with a 23-14 Chiefs advantage.
Kevin, this game reminded me a lot of pretty much every other Chiefs game ever. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yep. You know, the score, the fact that they didn't play great a lot of the game, but they made the critical plays. They didn't make the critical mistakes. They got a couple nice breaks. They made the plays on special teams, blocked the kick. This has been Chiefs football in 2024.
Karlaftis had 3 sacks. Kelce caught 7 for 117. And the kickoff will come from the 20 for Harrison Butker with the wind at his back. will boot it, and it will land at about the 12, roll to the 10. It'll get picked up right there by Pierce, who runs to the 20 up the middle, and the clock is down to 7 seconds. And Stroud will hobble back out of the field for the Texans, down by 9 with 7 seconds to go. So the Chiefs will get to the AFC Championship game again. Last year, they had to go through Buffalo, win there, and through Baltimore, and win there to make the Super Bowl. And Stroud will go to a knee, and that is it. And the Chiefs, with the countdown on, zeros on the clock, and the Chiefs will advance to their 7th consecutive AFC Championship game as they beat the Houston Texans 23-14.
Really incredible, Kevin. I mean, they had 230 yards today. Their fewest in any game this year in which the starters played, and yet they won by 2 scores. They just know how to win and make the winning plays when necessary. And maybe more importantly, they don't make the critical errors that it seems like their opponents make against them over and over again.
Well, that's what a champion does, right? I mean, they've had the target on their back all season long. But they come up big today when it mattered the most. And this was a very close game. One time it was 13-12, with Mixon getting a 13-yard touchdown run. And then the extra point was missed. So we were 1 point away from tying this game early in the second half. But then the Chiefs got a 12-yard, make an 11-yard touchdown pass to Kelce. They got a 27-yard field goal. And they blocked a field goal attempt by the Texans on a tough day for Fairbairn, the kicker for Houston. And the Chiefs win it 23-14. The quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, was 16-25, 177 yards. And now let's take you live to the field with Olivia Harlan Decker.
Thank you. I'm with running back Kareem Hunt. Kareem, you got here in September. You didn't go through the start of the season with these guys, and yet you find yourself here. Was this on that vision board when you joined the Chiefs?
Oh, most definitely. You know, when I signed back here, I knew we were going to be contenders. And I just kept a clear mind and just trained every day, just hoping to get a chance. I didn't have a training camp. I didn't have OTAs, none of that. I just, you know, worked my butt off with my track coach, Matt Luck.
With your track coach, I love that. Well, you have a way of finding the end zone in every postseason game. Did you know that 5 postseason games you've scored in every one? What little magic do you bring to the playoffs?
I just got to thank the man above, man. Honestly, I just work hard every day, and if I get the opportunity to get around the end zone, I'm going to make sure I finish it. So I'm grateful for being healthy and being able to find that end zone.
Obviously, this is your second run with the Chiefs, but last time Patrick Mahomes wasn't here. What's it like being with playoff Pat?
It was great. Patrick Mahomes was here, but Alex Smith was here too. So, you know, it's great to, you know, see him in his element, man. He's a winner. He's a heck of a player. That touchdown pass, honestly, I don't think any other quarterback could have made that pass falling down like that.
You guys faced a lot of adversity this season on offense, especially with the injuries and even 4 starting left tackles, and there was just a lot to contend with. How have you made it this far, and how are you even healthier and better than ever right now?
Honestly, I say the culture, man. We find a way to win, and don't matter what, it's next man up. Everybody has to do their job, and, you know, we got guys in the building who can do that.
Good luck next week. 7th straight AFC Championship for this Chiefs team. First one for you back here. That's pretty cool.
That's amazing, man. I'm so happy.
Thank you, Kareem.
All right, Olivia, thank you very much. The Chiefs come up a winner in the divisional round against the AFC South Division champion Houston Texans. 23-14 is the final. Mahomes today, with the win, ties the legendary Joe Montana for 2nd place with the most playoff wins. This will be number 16 for Patrick Mahomes. And Olivia was right. It was Alex Smith who was here when Hunt was here before, making the playoffs. Now it's Mahomes. And Mahomes has had this incredible run 16 playoff wins, ties Montana. Tom Brady, by the way, number one at 35. And again, Mahomes, Ross Tucker did not throw an interception.
And that's the key. He came into today doing a terrific job in that regard. He hadn't thrown an interception in a long time. 237 attempts coming into today, and then he threw it again 25 more times today. He's well over 250 passes in a row without an interception.
Actually, the number 262, and that is a Kansas grad, correcting Ivy League grad. I want
I said
everybody.
Well over 250.
Well, okay, again, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know why?
Let me bask in just a little bit of...
You know, in fairness to you, I saw that it was 25, and I saw it was 237. I couldn't do the math that quick, so I just went with the vaunted well over 250.
Yeah, well, it should be noted that Kansas is an Ivy League school in the Midwest. All right, final again, Chiefs 23-14.